Hi, everyone. We are back at it again at Discussions with Dre. This is episode 11. And you know what? I'm going to say it. I feel fantastic today. I got something called sleep last night. I don't know if you know what that is. It's kind of hard to get these days. But boy, did that feel good. I have like a Starbucks peach green tea lemonade right now on some basic shit. I went to the drive-thru. I got up early. I was blasting my tunes with the windows down, every single window down, not just one. All four windows down. I couldn't be any more happier. And the funny part is when I'm in a bad mood and I see that, I'm like, jeez, I wish. I'm in a good mood today. I got some sleep. I'll admit it. I'm pumped. Just had to tell you guys that because, you know, we are stuck in lockdown once again. I think we're week 3 of lockdown. They opened splash pads, though. So if you want to go get a dip with maybe by yourself at a splash pad today, you can do that. So I'm not trying to be negative. Like I said, I'm on a positive wave as of late. I'm feeling the vibe right now. And you know what? I'm also feeling the vibe for many other reasons. LeBron James is gone from the playoffs. I just want to... And I'm going to tell you why in a second. So don't hate on me. Well, hate on me if you want. It's my opinion. I was so happy to see LeBron James gone out of the playoffs. One, I'm that type of person. I've seen Brady win the Super Bowl again this year. I obviously was rooting against him. The guy's the GOAT. He's amazing. But I want to see a change of the guard. I like seeing a change of the guard. I like seeing things change. Those guys just don't stop fucking winning. Call me a hater, whatever. I'm always going to go for the underdog. This is always how I've been. That's just who I am. That being said, over the years, I mean, my image of LeBron has been completely tainted. Like, it's just not the same as it used to be. I just like, oh, he's a champ. He's amazing. He's the best. And then you start seeing... He breaks COVID protocol during the playoffs to go hang out with little baby and Drake. Who wouldn't want to go hang out with little baby and Drake? I mean, can I blame him? But that being said, the NBA didn't really punish him up to the same standard. They would pretty much punish any other player in the league. And I get he's the face of the league. I get he's LeBron James. I get all that. I really do. But does that make you want to see this guy win? No, I want to see his ass get knocked on the first round just like he did against the Suns. I'm so happy. And when you... And this is another thing. This is another thing. When you are an NBA player and game 6 of the first round and I say make or break game, they were getting kicked, mind you. He walked off. He walked off the court. He went to the locker room with 5 minutes left. I can't think of any sport where that's acceptable or any team that's acceptable. And people are still defending this guy. I think he's a GOAT. I'm not knocking his talent. I'm not knocking his accolades. I'm knocking his actions. It's incredible. How can you root for a guy that walks off the court with 5 minutes left? Oh, he was passionate. Oh, he cared so much that he had to leave his team behind. Nah, I ain't buying that. Go Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker is crazy. That team is crazy. Hey, so crazy that I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I bought myself a jersey last night. I did add a couple drinks. I got myself one. Those Valley jerseys are beautiful. B-A-A. Okay, I'm not even doing it. Okay, well, moving on to the next topic. This is more sports we're talking about here. Mark Scheifele. Just give me 1 second here. Let me do the introduction for Mark Scheifele. From Kitchener, Ontario. 28 years old. 6'2", it looks about, 207. He plays for the Senators of the Winnipeg Jets. Mark Scheifele. Reason why I'm playing that WWE music is because I think Vince McMahon should look heavily into that guy. I mean, he powerbombed Evans. You know, I'm glad he's okay, because I wouldn't be making any of these jokes. I wouldn't be poking any fun at this situation. But yeah, I'm glad Evans is okay. And if you guys don't know what happened, or if everyone doesn't know what happened, Mark Scheifele leveled this guy when he was about to go for a wraparound goal in, I think, game 1 of the NHL playoffs. I'm still hurt about the Maple Leafs, to be honest with you. Like, I'm a huge Maple Leafs fan. I think if you listen to last podcast, I was saying how I built character. They're continuously making a strong man out of me. The Maple Leafs are doing everything in their power to make me stronger. I'm going to be Thanos at some point. I think we're at, 5 straight years? So that's a full fist. I might have all... That's 5 rings that should be on my head. They're not there. I think I'm going to be Thanos soon because of the Maple Leafs. They keep hurting me, and it's making me stronger. maybe unstoppable very soon. But back to the topic, Mark Scheifele leveled Mike. I think his name is Mike Evans. Anyways, I'm not here to be the. I don't study for my podcast that much, guys. I hate to break it to you. I just rant on. But that being said, he just leveled him, knocked him down. The guy fell flat. He was injured. Everyone was pretty scared. It was a pretty scary scene. Shout out to Ehlers for just making a human wall in front of all of the players that piled up in front of him and making sure he didn't fall and, you know, have more injuries. That being said, very scary scene. I was not making any jokes like I made earlier, blah, blah, blah. I was very concerned. Turns out he's okay. And now the like you go online, and now everyone's, you know, arguing about the stipulations of what's going to happen to Mark Scheifele. A lot of people are saying he's a piece of shit. He shouldn't see his goats anymore on his farm. That's harsh. That's harsh. He's known for having a lot of goats and having a farm. They're saying he can't see his animals. That's pretty crazy. A lot of people are saying get him out of the playoffs completely. A lot of people are saying, nah, that was a clean hit. I'm going to tell you my opinion. Don't shit on me for it. I think that that was a clean hit. Was it necessary? That's a different story. That depends. But I think we're in the NHL playoffs here. And the problem is his head was down. Mike Evans had his head down while he was doing a wraparound goal in the NHL playoffs. And that's not knocking him because everyone makes mistakes. And I think this is a very circumstantial type of injury. His head was down. Mark Scheifele just powerbombed him basically to the ground. And if you were to see that hit in, say, center ice during an actual game, I've seen this hit many times. The guy had his head up. He was prepared for the hit, like you should be in an AHL playoff game. And they get leveled, and the crowd cheers when there was a crowd. And it's all good. No one talks about it, and usually there's no penalty. But I think it just based off the situation, he had a stick out, head down. Scheifele had a little bit of anger, obviously, in there. Leveled him. And it oh, God, Rona. Everything kind of escalated. I mean, it's a shitty situation. That's how I could sum it up. And I don't think he deserved 4 games. Those are huge games. And Mark Scheifele is important to the Winnipeg Jets. I don't know. That's my opinion. You guys are allowed to have your own opinion. Online was just going at it. I think there's like, even for stuff like this, hockey, it doesn't matter what. Everyone's going to shit on each other online. It doesn't matter what you do or say. I mean, there's certain situations online where it's like, yeah, that person really deserves the smoke or the heat they're getting. But, geez, they were calling him a piece of shit. They were going at his family, apparently. Like, it's hockey, and mistakes happen, and these are grown men. These are huge. These are Terminator-like athletes running into each other. It's bound to happen. I don't know. You guys have to stop being so fucking hard on each other. Sheesh. It's destroying me. That's why I can't even be online. I wasn't online at all last night, the last couple nights, and I just feel so much better. I don't feel like there's a war in my head all the time with what's going on. Speaking of that, people were mad as well that there was, I think there was it 500 people at the Winnipeg Jets game? So the Winnipeg Jets allowed 500 healthcare workers into the arena, I guess, the Bell MTS Center. And there was, once again, there was a crowd of people that were shitting on that idea. Listen here. This is, again, my opinion, but the healthcare workers worked their asses off during the shit, and they're not sitting at home. They're in the face of this all the time, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not, I know people in healthcare, and I know that those people in healthcare look exhausted and tired. I know who they are. And they deserve to be at a fucking Jets game. We all deserve to be, like, you know, we all should, you know, that'd be nice if we could all go. But just because they get to go doesn't mean that the shit on them. Like, why can't we be happy for each other? 500 healthcare workers were allowed. That's a step in the right direction to go to a Jets game in the playoffs. And they sure as hell deserved it. So I'm going to give them a little, because I don't have a machine. I'm going to give a little clap. Congrats to all of them. And you know what? Don't feel bad for going. Enjoy yourselves. And whoever thinks otherwise, hey, that's your opinion, that's okay. But I think we need to stop being so fucking mean. Oh, poor me. Like, come on. Why can't we be happy for some people? They deserve that. Let's be happy for each other. Let's not be resentful, mean to each other. Be mad at the government all you want. But don't be mad at those people. Those people who went. That's my piece, like I said. I don't care what backlash I get for that, because it's not a controversial take, in my opinion. And it's not the wrong take. You're wrong. You're all wrong. Anyways, let's move on. I went on Instagram and I asked, what should I talk about next podcast? Restrictions is one of them. There's not much to say about the restrictions in all honesty, other than the incompetent government we have here is insane. It's insane how stupid the government can be here. They're not going full bore on anything. They don't really have a stance. They're just half-assing everything, and that's why we're in the position we're in. That's why I'm stuck inside right now by myself doing a podcast. Mind you, this is a good thing that I'm doing. I find this podcast has been really fun for me. So let's find a blessing in a bad situation, I guess. Let's see here. My friend said, talk about the homies. I love the homies. I miss them all very much. I miss my friends. I can't wait to get drunk with them and not alone. That's what I did last night. I came home, had a couple drinks, and I'm a lightweight. I'll admit it. I'm not the type to like pour a whole bottle down and brag about how much I could drink. Four beers, done. I'm calling everybody, telling them how much I love them. I'm making jokes. I'm going off. I'm putting on a comedy. That's just me. That's who I am. I'm a cheap date. I'm a cheap date. So the vaccine. I mean, nothing to say really about the vaccine. Other than people, a lot of people are getting it. There's so much actually to talk about with the vaccine, but I'm pretty tired of it. I got myself the sheep blood. I got myself the microchip. Every time I go to sleep now, it's like the Microsoft computer shutting down. I don't know what that. Let's see if I can find that noise. But yeah, I don't know. I got shit on for that as well. Funny enough, my own decision with my own body, I got shit on for. Funny where we're living. And a lot of people aren't, a lot of people don't want to take it. Some people want to take it. Hey, I'm just sitting here in the middle. I'm doing whatever I think is best for me and my family right now. And, I think it's a good decision to in the right direction for us to open up again. So that's just my opinion. You do what you want to do. Don't shit on me for it. I'm not shitting on you for it. Someone added me on Twitter and said, this is why I'm not listening to music anymore. I'm disappointed. So disappointed in you. Bro, shut the fuck up. Come on. What, my dollar a month I get from you off streaming? I'm going to miss it so much. Like, come on. And the worst part is, this is someone who's been supporting me for years and was really kind to me. So I hit him up. I was like, hey, like, why are you doing this? And then this person went on his whole, his research and his opinions and on this vaccine and da-da-da-da and just told me basically, good luck. I'm like, thanks for the peace of mind, buddy. And then he blocked me before I could even get an opinion in or even respond. And that reminds me of how a lot of people treat this situation, a lot of situations online. They ain't hearing shit from you on the other side, and they're just going to go off on their own, and they're essentially not going to block you, but they will block you. They'll block you out. They'll block your opinion out. They're not willing to hear or listen or learn or be educated or nothing. It's horseshit. I was heated by that. I also had a good laugh by that as well because, that's all you can do these days is laugh at some things. You can't take everything seriously these days or else you'd go mentally insane, which I have had my moments, and I think all of us have had our moments at this point. So I'm done with the vaccine. Like I said, I got the sheep blood. It's over with. And congrats whoever got it and whoever didn't get it. Whatever, man. I'm not here to shit on people and tell people what to do. That's not me. That's just not me. Do what you want. I'm getting the vaccine. I got it. People pumping out music too much. Is that a thing? I'd say yes and no. I mean, it's very good for, I think, younger artists and artists that are at, I'd say, my level right now or, just starting out. And trying to make it, this is the Russ technique, right? A lot of people are, I wouldn't say copying the Russ technique, but it's a technique that has proven to be very successful, and it's showing consistency, and it's keeping your fans entertained during these times. It's like, we're all very ADHD with it, and that's how our generation moves. Does it kind of make me miss out on a lot of music? Yeah. That's a huge negative to it. There's 10,000 albums coming out every week, and I gotta keep track of this shit. I'm still on the J. Cole album. Now I guess I'm going to be on the Little Durk and Lil Baby album. But I can't keep track with it. And that's where I feel bad because locally, I want to be on top of things. And I want to be able to listen to everything. But I can't always get to it right away. Shout out to everyone doing it locally. But there's a lot of music coming up. There is a lot. That being said, very proud of it. You know, very proud of everybody and what they're doing right now. There's a lot of people flourishing, and they're making the best out of this pandemic. I can't wait to go back to shows. All the daps, all the conversations, everyone just connecting once again, whether it be real, authentic, or fake as fuck, it happens. You know, it's important. It's important to market like that, and it keeps us one as a whole. You know, I think that's why I think our community kind of feels, our hip hop community feels a little off right now. It doesn't feel as one. It's because of that. That really, really brought us together and made us look forward to a lot of things. And I can't wait for that. So shout out to everybody. I can't wait to see you at the shows. I expect a mosh pit. I don't know what song I don't think I have a mosh pit song. That's something I need to work on. A mosh pit song and a song we can put a lighter in the air to. That's what we need. So we got the vaccine. Local scene, like I said. And you know, TikTok. I don't know. Someone just said TikTok. I actually like TikTok. It's one of the few, like, not negative platforms right now. Fuck with TikTok. I actually find myself laughing my ass off watching that. What are we at right here? We're at LeBron. Like I said, damn. Anyways, I miss y'all. I miss everybody. Thank you for tuning in once again. That's my little quick piece on everything. Rory and Maul are starting a podcast that came out as well recently. They did a promo video. Joe Budden seems to be fine with it. I think he's fake, saying it's going to be okay. Like, oh, I'm proud of them. I think he's heated a little bit. But that's pretty cool. That's the progress on that. NBA playoffs are continuing. NHL playoffs are continuing. And, you know, summer's on its way right now. It's June 5th. Shit's flying by. I hope they open up where I'm at. It seems like everywhere in the States has opened up. So anyways, I'm going to enjoy the rest of this peach lemonade. I'm going to go play some basketball. I'm going to record some music today. And I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. And I hope everyone stays healthy. Also, Indigenous Awareness Month. So I suggest everyone do research, especially after the most recent tragic events of the 215 children being found at the residential school. It was a tragic moment. And it was an eye opener. We need to be empathetic, supportive, and do as much research as we can on this. And at the end of the day, we need to stick together as one. So if you're not educated on that or residential schooling, I suggest you do some research next little bit. And like I said, be empathetic, supportive of the whole Indigenous community, because I am praying for them and I'm here with you. So if you're fighting that fight against that, I'm here. I'm standing here with you. Much love. Prayers out to everybody. And have a great weekend. Don't look down. Keep your head high. And I'll see you next weekend.